This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. Love to have your questions and comments on any and all of the issues we are tackling today or any other at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A few texts I've not gotten to, I'll do that right at this present moment. And we did add Ryan Rauschenberger to the lineup here this hour, State Tax Commissioner, to talk about the Supreme Court decision today overturning the 1992 Supreme Court case, Quill versus North Dakota. Quill was the name I couldn't think of before. Texter says, I don't like President Trump signing this executive order. The members of Congress should have spent less time calling for this executive action and more time, like, changing the law they don't like. You know, the second a proven human trafficker is caught with a child, the left will start screaming and attacking President Trump because he allowed it to happen with the executive order they were just demanding. Yeah, that comes with the turf. But the president said last night, I love the line that he mentioned at the rally in Duluth. The media, here's his quote, the media never talks about the American victims of illegal immigration. What's happened to their children, what's happened to their husbands, what's happened to their wives, the media doesn't talk about American families permanently separated from their loved ones. Very true. There are so many things here that's just, it's not rational. So, anyway, I understand your concern. I do think the president is not just willy-nilly doing a executive order. I think this has been crafted as such that, you know, stay tuned. Stay tuned to see what this exposes. Another text here. Wow, there's a few things on this list. I'm trying to go all the way back here.
I was going to say, somebody texting you dead air?
No, yeah. I mean, like, what's okay?
I thought for a second you disappeared there. I'm like, uh-oh.
IG report one. Oh, I see. These are Pinocchio noses here on Hillary Clinton. Huma Abedin, FBI caught her deleting classified info. Lied to the FBI about knowledge of Hillary's unsecured server. Paul Cambetta deleted Hillary emails, was not named as subject of the material. Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, attorneys for Hillary in the investigation, which the IG Horowitz found surprising. Thus far, have not been charged with a crime. I hear you. I hear you all the way. Email. Listener, John sends a note saying, here's a comment from the North Dakota Democratic MPL Facebook post about Congressman Kramer. This is what Democrats think of their neighbors in North Dakota. Sad. A fellow by the name of John Schwendemann, says, at this point, it doesn't matter what he says. I assume referring to Congressman Kevin Kramer. Heidi winning is very unlikely. See, North Dakota at this point is full of scared fanatics. Very few in the state are currently capable of using their brains. So we may as well get used to this state going down a bad creek without a paddle. I couldn't come up with anything quicker than that. I couldn't do it. Gail texts a note, I have a nickname Donald Trump should give Heidi when he's in North Dakota. Fibonizer. and her redhead sidekick, Slick the Slippery One. Okay. All right. You know how Trump has, you know, nicknames for people, the Rocket Man and the whatnot. Do you think he'll do one for Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, caught up with your fine text and comments there, and we move on to our guest, as promised, Tom Schorma, CEO of WCCO Belting, to talk about a workforce partnership announced earlier this week, by NDSU and NDSCS. I want to talk a little bit about this. Tom, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm great. How about you?
So I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Tell me a little bit about WCCO Belting for those folks that don't know what you do there.
Well, we are a 64-year-old family business that has been in Wahpeton manufacturing rubber conveyor belting, and we're selling that to major farm equipment companies all over the world. In fact, we're selling into 24 countries and counting. We've got about 200 employees in Wahpeton today, another 70 at our plant in Texas. And with our workforce in Wahpeton, of those 200, a large share of them come from either North Dakota State University or from the North Dakota State College of Science. So their partnership was very important to us.
So talk a little bit about how you see that helping, what they announced, which essentially was just a number of areas that are going to work together and formalize that a little bit and seamless transfer between schools for the students. But how will it help you?
Well, when we're looking for people to fill needs at our business, whether it's a two-year degree, a four-year degree, sometimes these students end up in careers or curriculums in a four-year school, and they really find out that they want to be in a trade. And to be able to move without penalty allows them to do that very quickly, very seamlessly, and or vice versa. They end up in the trade, and they say, hey, I think I really want to get into something more on a financial level or an engineering level. They, too, can transfer without any penalty of credits or costs. So works pretty well for us to be able to recruit from that type of an environment.
How are you doing workforce-wise right now? I mean, what kind of turnover rate, what kind of applications are you getting? Give us a sense of how things are going in that regard.
Well, we've been around for a long time, so we have we're very fortunate to have a very stable workforce. Today, more than 80% of our workforce has either a four-year or two-year degree or some additional training. But it's always hard to bring new people into the organization when the unemployment levels are so low. We've talked endlessly in the last several years in North Dakota about workforce shortages. And there's, you know, tens of thousands of jobs around North Dakota that can't be filled because we don't have enough people to fill them. Unfortunately, with only 7,000-plus high school graduates in North Dakota, whether it's a two-year degree or a four-year degree, we just don't have enough of them in order to fill those jobs. So we've got to find ways to bring more people with these skills into North Dakota, or unfortunately those jobs will go somewhere else. So North Dakota as a whole just has a workforce shortage issue. It is also an issue that we are facing nationally, so we're not in that boat alone, and we just have to find some creative ways by which we can get more talent into the state to fill the jobs we have.
And what is your confidence level on that? I mean, is it your sense we have enough good ideas on the table that some things will come together that will give us a leg up?
Well, we're talking about it in a lot of different circles. One of the things that keeps popping up is that, you know, we tried this a couple of years ago. We tried to get more military people relocating here when they leave the service. We've tried to relocate some of the workforce from different cities, large cities that have had very high unemployment. That hasn't been effective. At the end of the day, I think the consensus is the only way that we're ever going to have a chance of filling these jobs is to use and leverage our higher education system and stop talking about it as just higher education. But in the same sentence, we should say higher education and workforce recruitment. Because that's the only way we're going to get enough people from outside the state to get here to fill the job.
And do you think that we would that would give us that leg up? In other words, is anybody else doing that?
Well, everybody's doing. I mean, even in South Dakota, our neighbor, they're offering two-year trade degrees tuition-free. You've got Tennessee offering any two-year trade degrees tuition free. Everybody's trying to figure out unique ways by which we can solve the workforce, particularly trade workforce challenges. I don't know that we've got an answer yet. There's always pushback from, you know, government sectors about how to go about doing that, whether we offer tuition-free trade education. And they're always with a caveat that when they get those degrees, they have to stay for 3 years upon graduation, and then either they get reimbursed that tuition, or maybe going into it, they sign a document that says they'll take the job in North Dakota for 3 years in order to be tuition free.
I do agree with you, Tom. I think the kitchen sink analogy comes to mind. You know, I mean, just to say, okay, what are some best practices? Let's do all of them, and let's do them really well, and let's put North Dakota at a leg up. Fascinating conversation. Glad you shared some of your time with us, Tom Shorma from WCCO Belting. Thank you, sir.
Glad to be on. Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk again. All right. Thank you. We'll do. You as well. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
1-258-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. And a call the other day from a listener in a sprayer I'm trying to remember. Was that on the air? Oh, I think it was Pete Arts, actually, up at Antler, getting ready for our trip up to Antler, which is coming up and going to be fun. And he said, hang on a second, I got to stop the sprayer. So then we had a whole conversation about sprayers. That's just what we do here on What's On Your Mind, and we often talk about our friends at High Plains Apache. They are looking right now. We're just talking about workforce needs, and the folks at Apache, High Plains Apache, are looking for you. If you want to work for the leading sprayer company, and you're a field service tech, they'd love to have you join their team at their Mandan location. Family-friendly place to work, great pay, team environment, great benefits. All you need to do is email your cover letter and a resume to jobs@highplainsapache.com. jobs@highplainsapache.com, okay? Field service tech, High Plains Apache looking right now. Great company. Mandan. Right across from the new Culver's, also exit 60 south of Fargo, I-29, the Walmart exit down there, or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Ryan Rauschenberger is here, our state tax commissioner, to react to a decision just handed down by the Supreme Court on Internet sales tax. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Good morning.
So I saw you have a statement out on this already, but share with our listeners what your thoughts are on this decision.
Well, the Supreme Court just ruled in favor of South Dakota in a case that they had against Wayfair, an online retailer. And long story short is the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the states, now giving states the authority, the federal, you know, authority granted by the courts to have online retailers collect and remit state sales taxes. And I think that's important because all along, those of us who've been in favor of this, have wanted to create a level playing field for your local brick and mortar retailers, and the Supreme Court recognized that. I've read parts of the opinion, haven't been able to go through it all this morning. We just got it at the same time everybody else did. They recognize that the landscape in the United States and the world has changed. The physical presence test, where it used to say the old rule was that a business only had to collect and remit sales tax to the state if they had a physical presence there. The landscape has changed. The Supreme Court recognized that. And basically, starting today, we'll be working with online retailers to collect. Now, a lot of them already are collecting, but working with other online retailers to collect state sales tax. And we're working on that right now and have been for months preparing for this decision.
Some of the reporting on this says Internet retailers can be required to collect sales tax in states where they have no physical presence. So I assume that is giving you the authority or the legislature the authority. Do you see that as well? And what needs to be done?
Well, one thing that we have is that last session, the legislature passed a bill that mirrors South Dakota's bill. So basically, we have a law that says if the old physical presence standard was overturned, which the Supreme Court just did this morning, that we start collecting sales tax from online retailers. So basically, retailers that don't have a physical presence here but are making sales into the state. So we actually have a specific law that mirrored South Dakota preparing for this decision to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we are basically on the front line today. And it basically, because we have that same law that they have, we even have a threshold, which the Supreme Court liked. That we're not saying every company, only companies of substantial sales and substantial size that are selling into the states. We're not going after the little, the smaller retailers. It's only if you have $100,000 of sales into North Dakota the previous year and, or 200, transactions or more. So you have to have at least a de minimis amount of activity in the state, which is substantial, $100,000 of sales, to have us require you to collect the sales tax. So that's important in the Supreme Court. It's one of the reasons South Dakota had that de minimis in there is we did not, and we didn't either in the legislature or in our office, we did not want to put an undue burden on the smaller retailers. This is only those of substantial size, and that's why our law reflects that, and that's how we will enforce it.
ALEC has put out a statement today. That's the American Legislative Exchange Council. They're a conservative and very active legislative group. In the, you know, lobbying different legislatures, and they're opposing this decision today, announcing the Supreme Court ruling empowers state governments to reach across their borders to tax and audit interstate online commerce. This is detrimental to small business and online retailers, as the decision will stifle the economic growth of these businesses as well as discourage entrepreneurship. Congress remains the only avenue to protect small businesses and taxpayers. The ruling to kill Quill, the physical presence standard, subjects small businesses and entrepreneurs to taxing jurisdictions where they have no ability to vote to influence policymakers. What do you say to that, Ryan?
Well, I understand the concerns, and here a couple things. One is that one of the reasons the Supreme Court decided to side with the states here is that there are so many avenues, and one thing that we've worked with and being part of Streamlined Sales Tax along with 24 other states is we've created this consortium, and basically you register with one point. You register what's called Streamlined Sales Tax. You register with one entity through an online provider, and you're registered in 24 states. The software that you sign up for, you get compensated basically as a retailer, you get a certain level of compensation for collecting and remitting this sales tax from your online sales. And there's this software that basically does the work for you. It looks at what you're selling and it knows if it's taxable when you sell into North Dakota or if you sell in Minnesota. Because for example, clothing is not taxed in Minnesota, it's taxed here. But it knows that. And this software does the work for you. And that's one of the reasons why the Supreme Court did rule in favor of the states, is that that burden has been taken off, at least a significant portion of that burden doesn't exist like it did 20, 30 years ago. So and one thing to think about, this wasn't just South Dakota. There were 45 states' attorneys general and their governors, and most of those governors, that were signers onto the South Dakota case. So this is not a Democrat-Republican thing. You know, this is something about states making sure that they have the ability to enforce laws that basically live in the now, is the way I kind of like to say it. This is a different economy. And a ruling from 1992, the Supreme Court said it is basically out of date.
Only half a minute left, but real quick, any kind of analysis on the amount of additional dollars you'd expect out of this in revenue?
Well, one of the things that the last couple of years, we've estimated that based on a national sale, it could be as little as $23 million a year, but as much as $40 or $50 million a year. So it's significant revenue because the online sales are growing. It's a huge market, 9-10% annual growth in national online sales. That's the way things are going, and that's a good thing for North Dakota.
Thanks for the update, Greg. Glad to have your reaction so quick here after the decision. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner on the U.S. Supreme Court, allowing states to collect sales taxes from online retailers that do not have a physical presence in the state. That handed down this morning by the Supreme Court. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up here. Mark your calendars, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, the 6th Annual Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention. It's brought to you by the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. It's just $125 for non-members, $100 for members, spouses only $50 with an early bird rate. Hotel rates at the Remcota, just $99 for the group rate. But hurry, these rates won't last long. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Sessions on recent North Dakota mineral ownership issues, understanding income and expense on the royalty statements, and new this year, the Mineral Management 101 class, free to the public Thursday morning before the start of the convention. Pre-registration is required. Mark your calendars June 28th and 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, or call 800-558-0557, 800-558-0557, online at narrow-us.org. Hurry for early bird rates.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing the executive order which had been separating illegal immigrant families at the border, and then he says at a rally last night in Duluth, Minnesota,
"We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been."
Now, many lawmakers, especially Democrats, are complaining that it remains unclear what's happening to the kids already separated from their parents at the border. U.S. Senate Democrat Tim Kaine:
"If they're not going to lift a finger to reunite these kids with their families, then the American public needs to stay outraged until they do. This is a humanitarian atrocity that this administration created.
He spoke on MSNBC, flooding in Texas Gulf Coast communities after over a foot of rain falls in just 2 days. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video stream to optimize it up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Mine cannot happen without the support of our fine sponsors, so we want to make sure you know that when you hear about sponsors here, commercials on the stations that we air, 550 KFIRE, KLTC, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, that you support those sponsors and thank them. Say, we appreciate you. One of our fine sponsors for a number of years, Pfeiffer's Auctions, Real Estate Land Management. They've taken a lot of their auction the land auctions that they do and use some of the same platforms now for machinery auctions, and their auction equipment sales have doubled and tripled and done very well. They're getting the dollars for them. They really are. And, of course, they always have prime land. It's for sailors on Tuesday in Agland, sale in Dewey County, Stutzman County on Tuesday the 26th as well. Real estate auction in Scranton, North Dakota, got a home there on the 26th. Boy, next Tuesday's busy. Then we get into June, a lake home auction in Devil's Lake. Burley County, 120 acres. This is an online-only auction, so you got to go check that out online. And then, of course, the consignment auction coming up July 19th. Mark that on your calendars at the Auction Center of America. If you have anything you want to add to that sale, make sure you let them know. Pfeiffer's.com or call them at 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. I have a clip of Chris Berg from Point of View breaking down the executive order. He has a point he thinks everybody's missing. I mean, he thinks some people are, you know, criticizing Trump for this, that ought to be thinking about his strategy and how he's playing chess, and he's ahead of the game here a little bit, because we've had a couple of calls and emails about that. So we're going to get to that before the end of the hour. And also, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, Michelle Fischbach. She was at the Trump rally last night, so we'll get her take on what she heard and the shout-out she got. Robert Watson sends us a note here on Facebook, said, why isn't Trump going to be at the Fargo Dome? Others have asked that question as well. I don't know the answer to that, but I will tell you that meeting the demands for the people that want to see the president isn't necessarily their top goal when they come. And it frustrates me with presidents, but it's long before Trump. It's all about television. I mean, that event in Duluth last night was on, you know, Fox News Channel all night, wall to wall, and covered by all the major networks. Okay? That's the optic they want. So, for instance, Fargo Dome would hold 26,000 people. You put Donald Trump in there, and there's 20, they'd show the empty seats. You know? That's the game they play. I think he'd fill it. I really do. Here's the thing keeping in mind, it's June, and the election's in November. The president will be here again, so maybe next time. Get your tickets nonetheless for this, okay? All right, let's get to our next guest, Russell Murphy. Russell is a board member of the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. They have a gathering coming up June 28th and 29th. I like this organization a lot because I don't think royalty owners get enough attention in the whole oil play, in the whole situation. They own the oil. It's theirs. A lot of people focus on big oil or oil companies or whatever, and obviously they're bringing the oil out of the ground. They're an important part of that, no doubt about it. But how about the actual people that own the oil? They're the ones that benefit from that. And if you're a royalty owner, there's power in numbers. That's where the National Association of Royalty Owners, National or North Dakota Chapter, is you know, a great organization to belong to. This event coming up on the 28th and 29th in Bismarck, very important to participate in. Russell Murphy, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I am great, Scott. You know, good morning from Western North Dakota.
Good morning to you as well. Glad you guys are doing this gathering. You've been doing a nice job of building this organization, and we've talked a lot about it. We certainly appreciate it. What most excites you about what your lineup is for this year, what people will learn at this event on the 28th and 29th?
Well, Scott, you know, like you said, we're building momentum every year that we have these conventions, and you know, this year we're excited to have our Mineral Management 101, and this is kind of an event for every royalty owner to kind of get a little education session on what they own, and you know, that's going to be on Thursday from 9:30 to 11, and we're asking some pre-registration for that. That's going to be a great event to kind of kick off the two-day convention.
Tell folks a little bit about what they need to know about this as far as getting signed up as well, Russell.
You can sign up at, you know, you can get on the computer and search Narrow, N-A-R-O, or you can go on www.narrowusa.org. There's a drop down. You can go on to the chapters, North Dakota chapter, and, all the information is there. Or, you know, the event starts, June 28th, in Bismarck at the Ramcota. Our registration opens up, at 8:30. So either way, you can make a phone call to the Narrow office at 1-800-558-0557, we can get you signed up for the event.
And what do you think royalty owners maybe that have not been part of an organization like this before will most take away? What is the top reason to be there and also just active with you guys?
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, having a say in what you own. And we've all been around the conversations where, you know, you might complain a little bit about the oil and gas companies and what's been done. And, you know, this is a group of royalty owners that kind of banded together, have some concerns. They bring them to the table and they multiply those by numbers and representation. And as a group, we can get a lot done as royalty owners. The industry wants to work with us. They need to hear our concerns. And it's a mutual kind of arrangement between Narrow and the companies out there working with us, everyday prospecting. So it's your grassroots group to get everybody together at the table, take our concerns to either the Washington or to the industry itself.
Anything else as part of the lineup that you want to make sure folks know about on the 28th and 29th?
You know, it's a great lineup. It gets better and better every year. Like I said, go out to the web and search NARO North Dakota. You'll come up with the itinerary for the day. Get involved. You know, if you're in Bismarck next Thursday and Friday, you know, make it, you know, come to the event. You will go away with a different perspective and a lot of knowledge that you didn't have prior to the event.
There is a free event as part of this, too, called Mineral Management 101, just at the beginning of the kickoff of the convention. That'll happen next Thursday, 9:30 to 11. This is all at the Ramcota Hotel as well, so that's one of the things I wanted to tell you about. You need to pre-register still, but it's free. It costs nothing. Then the actual convention kicks off and goes, you know, Thursday with lunch through Thursday and some events, and then on Friday as well. To take those in. So NARO for NARO-US.org, and then if you click North Dakota, you'll find this very quickly. The whole lineup is right there, and you can get signed up for that as well. You can sign up right there online, or you can call their office at 800-558-0557, 800-558-0557. All right, Russell, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You bet. And I really encourage folks to take that in for sure. As promised, Chris Berg, point of view, you watch him on West Dakota Fox and KX4, has an interesting take on the executive order that the president signed. There's been some criticism of it, some of it here, and I mentioned that earlier that came up. So I thought you might enjoy hearing Chris's take on what he thinks is going on behind this executive order, and maybe the rest of us are missing something. Listen.
I say, and please, go watch. I know you're on Facebook Live now. If you're listening on the radio, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/POVNow, and please go watch my monologue from last night. Because here's what's happening, Scott, that no one's talking about, but President Trump is playing 4D chess. I'm going to quickly break this down for you. So all the Democrats, right, what was their number one thing that they wanted to see happen?
Well, open borders. They wanted the catch and release to continue. They want more voters. It's a status quo.
But that's not what they're saying, right? Saying, I just want to reunite the families. We want to bring the families back together, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the most recent argument, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So he did that last night, okay?
Right.
The problem is that there's a law from a Flores versus Sessions decision where kids can only be detained, because the executive order basically says, okay, here's the deal. We're going to prosecute you, but we're going to keep the families together in a detention center. Well, they can only be in a detention center if you're a kid for 20 days. Then they have to go to Health and Human Services. So now President Trump is saying, no, I want to change the decision on that 20-day situation so we can hold these kids indefinitely with their families. So what he's done so brilliantly now is he's brought the families together. But now this decision, because there's going to be an injunction filed, will go to a Ninth Circuit judge, and now the judge in the Ninth Circuit is going to have to make the decision. Do I uphold the law and make sure these kids can only be in detention center for 20 days, or do I break the law and say, yeah, President Trump's EO is right? Because now the brilliant thing is President Trump go, guys, you told me you want the families back together. I just did that. I did my part. It's the Ninth Circuit judge's fault if the kids get torn from their families now. I mean, it is 4D chess at its finest that I haven't heard anybody really break down and explain.
That's an interesting take on that. And again, I no matter who is culpable for the decision, right? I mean, Donald Trump didn't invent this law. This law is old, been there a long time. He's enforcing the law. All of a sudden, it's his fault because he's enforcing a law? So even if a judge ultimately says, you know what, Donald Trump, I don't like your executive order. We're going to toss it aside. And he says, rightly so, well, then you own the child separation issue. Guess what? Who will care? Right? I mean, who will listen? Who will believe it? Who will report it in the mainstream media? They won't. They will not do it. Paul Ryan is in a press conference right now talking about a vote that is evidently going to happen on immigration today. Let's see if he's talking about this now.
And the deadline went away, and I think what we will ultimately get at the end of the day is something that looks like the president's four pillars. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that's all the good news we needed, wasn't it? We'll get the president's four pillars. Beautiful. South Dakota we go. Christine, let's get your take in. You've got a half a minute for you, so go ahead quickly.
Not only he is exposing all the unaccompanied children that are being trafficked. If there were 10,000 unaccompanied and 12,000 that came and 2,000 are with families, what's the Dems got to say about the 10,000 that came with no parents? That's part of the strategy, the 4D chess.
Do you notice, though, none of those facts matter? Because you're right. I brought that point up as a huge point that the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security said this week, said 12,000 unaccompanied minors, 10,000 alone.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 with parents. I mean, okay, what does that tell us? What's going on? And nobody says, man alive, what parent would do that? What parent would do that? You know?
Have a good day.
Yeah, you're right. Mexico makes me mad, too. You know, because Mexico's not even enforcing their southern border. These are folks coming from Central America. It's unbelievable. Anyway, you got some facts there, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You remember that show, folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too, and now Devil's Lake.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Plans and you'll be on I-94. I'd love to have you make a pit stop and join us at the PetroServe USA location on Tuesday, the 3rd of July. So a lot of folks will be heading out that day, and we will be there serving up the burgers, best burgers in North Dakota, right there from Valley Mesa. The fresh meat, the hand patty, the caramelized onions and the cheese on the grill, and a fresh baked bun, and you can't even believe how good the burgers are at PetroServe USA in the Valley City. It's exit 292, by the way. So if you're traveling, that's the Valley City exit you want. Come on in. They have lots of other great specials. In fact, you go there today, you get sparkling water, two for $1.50, or you get the Jack Link's 2 ounce beef sticks for $1.89, the giant sunflower seeds for $1.09 each. Love those. And, also the Colorado Jack popcorn, $2.99 is all. That is a great deal. The sparkling fruit beverage, two for $2, so always great specials at PetroServe USA, and we'll be there broadcasting live. Lots of fun. We'll have some giveaways. We'll have a great time. Stop and see us and have a burger. Petra Serve USA, exit 292, I-94, Valley City. That'll be where we'll be kicking off the 4th of July holiday weekend. I can hardly wait. Should be a grand old time, and we hope we'll see you there as well. Should be fun. Okay, well, while we're waiting for our next guest, let's get Mel in Jamestown in here. Hey, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. I'm a conservative, and I've listened to the name-calling for 20 years. It's okay with people. You know, they do that. But it's from the well of the Senate. When it comes from there, I'm waiting for a Republican to stand up and defend the conservatives. Have you ever heard any of the Republicans stand up, look the Democrats in the eye, and ask them about, you know, you're concerned about separating children from their mothers? How about the abortion issue? Nobody's done that. Nobody.
No, I haven't
people
heard it
on the radio. Do.
Yeah, I, you're absolutely right, Mel. I have not heard it on the in the Senate, and I don't know why. I don't know why. You know, you got a Republican.
You know why? You know why, Scott?
Why?
Because we decided to let pro-choice Republicans into the party, and you can't say it because you'll tick them off. And
well,
that is
yeah.
it.
I don't. Gosh, I don't know.
No,
I don't know. I they ought to say it because it's a great comeback. And by the way, that isn't a 20-day separation. That's a lifelong burden that comes. So you couldn't be more right, Mel. I appreciate you bringing it up. I think it and say it every time I hear him say it. Our next guest was another of the participants in last night's rally with Donald Trump. Got a shout-out from the president, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Michelle Fischbach, with us on What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. And I heard the president give you a shout-out. You must have had a conversation with him before the rally because he was he seemed to be he was very complimentary to you and the candidacy. Did you get a chance to visit with him?
Actually, I was very honored to be able to meet him on the tarmac. So I got to see Air Force One come in and, put the stairs up and have him walk off. And I will tell you, that is a gigantic plane. I did not realize how big it really was until you're standing right there feeling very small. But it was certainly exciting to be able to greet him and welcome him to Minnesota right there on the tarmac in Duluth. So I was very excited. So I got a chance to chit-chat with him a few minutes and take a few pictures. I was able to give him a hat that said, "Make mining great again." And he was very, very receptive to that, wants to make sure, and actually mentioned some of the overregulation in his speech that he gave. So very excited to meet with him and have a few minutes to chat with him.
What did you think of the atmosphere, the crowd, just the overall, event itself?
I will tell you, it was exciting. It was so exciting. You know, about 8,000 people in that arena had waited for hours. I heard rumors that people had stayed overnight in their cars outside to get in line first. And then, from what I heard from reports, another 2,000 outside that couldn't get in. And it was electric. It was just the enthusiasm. It really bodes well if you ask me for Republicans in November because, wow, they were pumped up. And he reminded us a couple of times that he lost Minnesota by very little. I think it might have been a challenge that next time he should win Minnesota. So, but great guy. It was just a wonderful event. He spoke for right around an hour, and a lot of people just stood through the whole thing, never sat down, were just that excited about his speech.
Yeah, you could see it in the room. You can see it outside where people couldn't get in. It's pretty amazing. And also the connection he made at that round table, with those miners and, the hat you gave him, obviously is something that's connected with them. And I think that bodes well for the Republican Party in Minnesota, don't you?
Absolutely. I think it is good for us. I think that people are beginning to realize that, it's overregulation and government, that kind of stuff from the government is what's costing us jobs and businesses. And not only on the federal level, but on the state level, too, is something we need to look at, too. Really take a hard look at how we're over-regulating those businesses.
Michelle Fischbach, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Minnesota, running mate with Governor Tim Pawlenty in that gubernatorial race on the ballot coming up in the primary. Thanks so much for joining us and telling us a little bit about last night. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And you guys have a great day.
You as well. We appreciate you. Very quickly here, before we let you go, folks, I do have an update. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Missouri River Basin Water Management Division announced plans to make additional release increases from Garrison Dam, being stepped up from 52 to 60,000 CFS. According to officials, releases will be increased over 3 days, reaching the 60,000 CFS rate on June 23rd. Somebody also said, hey, can we have somebody on soon to talk about what's going on? We'll get that on it quickly as well. So, God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.